com, and I listen to the Bored Wrestling Fan.
Okay, now we're actually broadcasting.
Yep, we are.
I'm Think So Joe with JT, Coaster, Noyce, and G. We've already done all this.
Sonny Ono is shaking his head right now.
He is.
God kisses you.
Well, I have to sorry guys, I have to commandeer this podcast because my client, JT Hogan, has an announcement to make. So without further ado, hit the music.
Bass solo, take one.
Brother, caught my iconic bass playing, brother. Cut it now. Here we are. Let me tell you something, bro. Dudes and dudettes, brother. Shit, I'm drawing a blank here, brother. Let me think about this here.
The cocaine's wearing off.
Yes, brother. But since it's come to my attention that since that coward Maven fan put the tail between her legs and went home, brother, it seems that I'm kind of open for WrestleMania, and since, brother, if that Motorhead wannabe lookalike Lemmy is gonna face that chump that replaced me in the Metallica, brother, I think he's gonna put 100,000 seats in Dallas, brother. He's strongly mistaken, brother.
Isn't Lemmy dead?
Yeah, I'm completely just completely crashing and burning on this. This is pictured so well in my head.
Yeah, I did hear that a Lemmy cosplayer is going to be at WrestleMania.
Triple H's entrance.
So without further ado, brother, I thought about one thing. I figured I had to do something about this, brother. Where the hell is that pet detective there, that Coaster Ventura, brother? Get out here right now, brother.
What the hell you got for me, JT Hogan?
Well, I figured since they need to put 100,000 seats in WrestleMania, brother, we give them what they never got, brother. Hogan Ventura, one time only, brother.
A lot of seats, so this is a chair match.
It's gonna be an
I would watch this match.
Hogan and Ventura would be a wheelchair match, wouldn't it?
Bulk order from IKEA.
Well, so what's your answer, brother?
Is that for delivery or pickup, JT Hogan?
Well, you know something, brother.
You have to assemble them at home, you know.
It'll be for whatever the fuck I feel like it, brother. Dude, brother.
Quit it.
Better he's not included. I wasn't in that movie, brother. They didn't include me, brother.
you know what? Vitamins. You know what, Hogan? The way your reputation is right now, I'd very much guarantee it's going to be an empty arena match.
No, it'll fill seats, buddy, brother. You versus me. The fans never got to see it back in the 80s. Everybody wondered what would happen if you and I faced each other, brother. I just say we do one time only, because you know what? I only got one leg drop left before my bones turned to dust, brother.
So you're saying it would be once in a lifetime?
Yes, brother.
Until the following year.
I only have two legs, brother. I need one of them to hollow with, brother.
I've got nothing.
So what?
I was so not prepared for this.
Well, come on, I couldn't leak it out. So what's it gonna be, brother? Are you gonna accept? Or are you gonna put the tail between your legs, brother? Like that Maven chump, dude.
I say you got a deal.
Hating Hulk Hogan. Nick is on line three.
Tell my racist son to fuck off.
He's a racist.
He apparently has his penis stuck in Brooke.
He's a racist because he drives cars really fast, right?
Yeah, brother.
Okay. Just clarifying for people that didn't hear that episode.
He almost won that South Florida 200-mile race last week, brother. Well, so there we go. That's it. That's pretty much it. I don't know.
Yeah, I heard John Cena was there. I didn't see him, though.
Yeah, that segment kind of bombed.
Yeah. I think I can see the shock from here.
Adam bombed.
Yeah, I said it was probably going to flop.
That was Shark Boy jumping the shark.
Sounds like we've got...
I can put this on hold. What's up?
Sounds like we've got phone call G. I don't know what's up with that. Sounds like he's like on the other end of a tin can telephone, but at least we can understand him. It's not Robo.
I wish I was Robo.
Just get a bunch of skulls tattooed on your arms and talk in monotone.
I like talking like this.
Well, then you can't be a Robo.
Oh, excuse me.
This show is going to go so well.
Talk about.
Doesn't it always?
It always. Always.
Okay, now we can get back to five guys who talk about random shit for an hour.
Exactly. The hell was that?
Yeah, so how about that sports game?
Sports game, yes. Sports game was great.
What sports game? There was no sports game last.
There was the Colorado Avalanche and the Detroit Red Wings in the NHL Stadium Series.
Wings won.
I thought here we call that. Shut up, G. Shut up. Go fuck yourself. Well, it sounds like you're going to fuck yourself. You sound like you're tossing your own salad, so.
That's just G gargling cock.
Yeah, I hear that's how you get mouth cancer.
That's my GGT impression.
So, you know, here we call that the Crunch versus Utica.
Well, they had this. They had the Stadium Series, which is the outdoor game, and just all the fake snow started like ripping up and blowing all over the place. The wind was so heavy. And the Red Wings wound up winning. Wasn't a bad game, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, those kids from South Park just couldn't handle the Wings.
I guess not. Yay!
Should have tried the flying V.
Yeah.
Or the flying venereal disease. You decide.
One of the two. Flying VD.
Yeah, it's still venereal to me. I won't let it die.
Yeah.
There's no other relevant sports on unless you count basketball. And that Curry guy had an amazing game, apparently. I'm told.
That's what I heard.
Setting records and stuff.
I haven't watched a basketball game.
And all that fun stuff.
Outside of the NBA final, I haven't seen a basketball game in... when did Jordan retire?
First time or second time? Or third time?
Second time, because I saw him play for the Bulls.
Yeah, that was the second time. I think it was 98, and then he played. Then he became an owner player for what, Washington? I think.
Yeah, I think I saw like one game where he played for the Wizards, and I'm like, this just doesn't feel right.
Now he just runs old rich white men for their money. He isn't really retired. He's making a lot of money still.
Oh yeah,
you guys know about that, right? Yeah, he's notorious for taking massive bets, making old white people walk away poor. It's pretty funny. I like it.
Tipping very well.
Of course not. That guy's got a Hitler mustache for a reason, goddammit.
I mean, watching Jordan play for the Wizards was like watching Gretzky play for the Blues. or I'm sure in G's opinion, the Kings.
Or Marcus Allen play for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Jerry Rice playing for the Oakland Raiders.
Yeah.
Watching Gretzky play for any American team, period. They're all Jay Browns. It's like those fake hockey announcers you have. Goddamn, Jerry Van Roerenick needs to die.
Dude, nobody likes the NBC. Awful. Nobody likes the NBC broadcast
team. He's
terrible.
He was supposed to be the next one, and it just turned out to be a piece of shit.
Yeah.
I know. We sent all the shitty ones from TSN into NBC. Thank God. You got Pierre McGuire. You got rid of him. Mike Milbury. We got rid of him. He cut all of our shit. It's awesome.
We were talking about Mike Milbury a couple of weeks ago because Mike Milbury is the guy that, when John Scott played for the Sabres, just went on this rant about how the guy doesn't belong in the league, he should be fired, the coach should be fired for even putting him out on the ice, and like all this other bullshit.
Yeah, Roenick did the same thing all over his podcast too.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're both assholes.
Yeah. And here we are in 2016 and John Scott's the All-Star MVP. Yep.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So what did everybody else do?
The headline WrestleMania.
Oh, let's see. Well, Fuller House. That's what I think everybody else did this week, except for G, because G's old man G.
It doesn't.
That show was terrible when it was on the first time. The Aussie boys were smart too. There you go.
I've heard it's pretty.
Mark's
bad.
Also smart. Majority wins.
Why did you guys torture yourself?
It wasn't horrible. I'm not gonna say it was horrible.
I liked it.
To be honest with you, the first episode was kind of corny because they kind of kept one of the things that's corny about it is that it keeps throwing back to they keep making stupid comments about the original.
Yeah.
If they would just leave it alone, like the first episode got a little over when they had every person walk in. They had the cheer track. It was a little too overdone. But, you know, in the first episode was pretty corny. It was kind of like, okay, yes, you got to redo everything in the show. And they were like doing like the end. They did like the
side by side. Yeah.
Yeah. It was, but 2 and 3 were kind of almost on their own, you know?
So they were terrible like the original, is what you're saying?
Aside from
a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being terrible and 10 being terrible, what would you give it?
A 5.
If I have to stab my eyes out, does it make it better?
Aside from old man cynic G over here, virtually everybody on my Facebook.
I'm not a cynic. Terrible. No, there's no virtual. I've seen more people complaining about it on my Facebook than I'll say it's good. You guys were the minority on my feed.
Huh.
Yeah. I was non-existent on your feed about it.
Yeah, you chose wisely. I haven't posted about it.
Well, I'm not a big fan of booking Bob Saget babyface. I prefer his stand up where he's a little more heel.
Yeah, he was kind of like annoying because he was only
and stuff.
Well, he was only in the first episode anyway, so he was kind of annoying in it.
So far, I'm sure he's back later in the season.
I only watched 3 episodes, so I didn't like. It's not like I watched the whole.
Die?
No, he didn't die.
Was he sucking dick for coke?
He was not. Not in this series. He wasn't sucking dick for coke.
That's how they explain where Michelle is. Right?
Are you doing air traffic control today, G?
No, I'm at the hospital.
Oh, okay. He's at the hospital doing this show. That's commitment.
Gee, you're at the hospital. Why the fuck are you here? Go do your shit at the hospital. We can handle the show without you. If you got shit, shit to do.
I'll leave when I got to
do your family stuff. You got to do that, man. That's more important than chatting with us.
Quiet now. Hush. That show's terrible.
Yeah, I found something better to occupy my time. We just got Far Cry Primal. Mm. So.
Well, I did watch. I did that after to clean out a little. I did watch a little Night at the Roxbury last night.
Oh, no.
No, I'm
oh,
not playing
no.
I'm not playing What Is Love.
Oh, that's how this show went off the rails last week.
That was fun.
It was.
That was a question.
What animal did you get for your spirit?
I'm sorry, what?
What animal did you choose for your game? I saw that the walkthrough on Conan O'Brien earlier this week of that game.
Oh, the first mission that you get to tame a wolf, and then, you know, for further on you get to tame, you know, more stronger creatures like saber-tooth tigers, bears, and stuff. You can actually ride a bear, saber-tooth tiger, or woolly mammoth at some point.
Okay. Well, when do you get the badger then?
I'm not sure. I'm not too far along into the game. My girlfriend's actually further than me, just because I've been playing Destiny for a while. I started getting back into that.
And here I am trying to figure out where the maps are. The maps download content I paid for is on Call of Duty.
I've just been playing NHL 16. It's the only chance I'm going to see the Sabres make the playoffs.
No, not even in that game you'll see them make the playoffs.
Yeah, not this year, that's for sure.
They'll still be eliminated.
2020?
I don't know, our teams are playing each other this week, aren't they? G.
I don't know, I haven't checked schedule.
Yes, Connor McDavid is coming to the first Niagara Center. It was supposed to be a nationally televised game, but NBC dropped it.
Well, it'll be on up here.
Well, I know it'll be on up there. It'll be on here too, because I'm in the market. But
well, they up in G-Land, they don't play anything but hockey up there.
You know, they also invented.
Like I said, I was watching Conan O'Brien earlier, so yeah, he's a hockey game. I didn't know Conan was a hockey team. That's pretty cool. What team is Shane O'Mac on?
I'm too old to be doing this shit, but yet I'm going to still come for WrestleMania paycheck bullshit.
I'm here to save the company.
It'll be John Cena.
Yeah, I can't see...
I think it's wrestling. I think John Cena's stepping in and replacing.
Yeah, I can't see it staying Shane McMahon versus The Undertaker. Just can't see it. I don't know if John Cena's going to be the guy, but I don't see it being Shane McMahon.
Maybe it'll be a Mogar test.
Yeah.
I just want to know what's Shane got in that lockbox.
I'd like to say I called this ages ago. He has Stephanie Shears.
Shears? Is that like the sex tape
when
with
Stephanie
Man,
was selling all her shares, and I said, I bet Shane bought them.
Oh, shares, not Shears. I was wondering if she stole those from Brutus.
It's a Vinnie Mac sex tape.
Probably
that too.
Oh god, could you just imagine that? It'd be like grapefruits. Here's the grapefruits. How do you like the grapefruits?
my grandchildren or my children?
That storyline would not surprise me.
Linda's just in the corner watching in a coma.
Well, one of them is Katie Fix, but either way. Adopted, maybe? I don't know. Something.
Turns out Katie Vick was McMahon. It was him all along.
Checks out. I'm surprised Shane has kids after Kane electrocuted his nutsack. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, but, logic.
Logic. Yeah, I don't really expect, you know, Shane to take any huge bumps like he used to. As much as I would like to see it, I don't think that's going to happen.
It's inside a Hell in a Cell. How big of a bump can he actually take? I mean, obviously, there's the Mick Foley bump.
Yeah.
And there's, like, the Rikishi
they
bump.
They made so that you can't do that.
Yeah.
They've had a few where it's just been there or as a prop where they've done nothing with it. When was the last like significant Hell in a Cell match they actually had, really? A decade?
Yeah, it's been a while.
What do you mean? They're all significant. That's what they say, right? That's what they tell us.
Step they only in bring it out when it's a big deal. They only bring
I
out
would
tell
say
us
Triple H versus Undertaker was the last actual big one.
Yeah.
Even then, the Cell... But the Cell, to G's point, didn't really come into play much.
Yeah. It's kind of just a prop. Like, what it's famous for, you don't see that anywhere. And you haven't seen that in a long time.
Yeah.
No, they haven't done that since for the Foley one, which is when they did raise it to 20 feet so people wouldn't jump off of it.
Oh, no, they did a spot with Rikishi at Armageddon where Vince and Shane backed a truck up to the cage and then Rikishi got thrown off the top into the truck bed.
I remember that. I think that's on the Hell in the Cell DVD I got.
Probably.
Yeah, it should be. Should be. That was like the six-man Hell in the Cell.
Yeah, that was the one I went with Kurt Angle as a champion, right? He was a champion and still walked out the champion, or he became champion at that one or something.
Yeah, Kurt Angle won, and before the show, The Rock had like one of the best promos he ever did, because he made fun of all the rest of the guys in the match. He's like, put on the Stone Cold hat. Oh, maybe I gotta beat Stone Cold Steve Austin. I'm gonna go listen to some Backstreet Boys, drink a few beers. Yeah, I don't know. Seriously, how much can Shane do that? I mean, compared to what he's done in the past, even if he jumped off the Hell in the Cell, it's like, oh, that's it?
Oh, there's that meme that's been floating around with, you know, the picture of the WrestleMania sign and then Shane pointing to it says, I'm jumping off that.
Yeah, the big the big scoreboard at Dallas Stadium there, AT&T Stadium. Scoreboard that's so big that they had that punts bounce off of it.
My bad.
And maybe what's in that? Maybe what's in Shane's lock boxes is Will, and he's just gonna die at Mania, and he's just gonna give all his shares to his kids. And there's gonna be some like toddlers, you know, running the show.
His wife's gonna be an on-air character.
Because that always works.
Will we
so
really
well.
Be able to tell the difference if creative was run by toddlers?
Well, they already have like a bunch of monkey shit. Games.
Wait, was that about the monkeys?
Well, they already have a bunch of monkeys chained to radiators. That's the red team right now.
It was the best of times. It was the blurst of times. You stupid monkeys. Vince McMahon is Mr. Burns. yeah. I don't know.
It was a nice reminder that enjoying WWE is being in an abusive relationship, because Fastlane was shit, but straight away the day after, here's a bunch of things you'll love.
Right.
Yeah. How pumped were you like during the pre-show when Mauro Ranallo was calling it, and you kind of thought that is this going to be throughout the whole thing, and then Michael Cole just kind of showed up out of nowhere and just went back to just sadness?
The most
I've
seen.
I'd like to believe he was on the pre-show as a test for if he could handle WrestleMania.
The most I've seen of Mauro Ranallo. Actually, I hadn't seen any of Mauro Ranallo because the only SmackDown that I saw since they moved to USA and he became their commentator was the one where he was sick and Michael Cole was filling in. And Kevin Owens is like, "Where's the other guy with the glasses? You suck, Michael Cole." And so to see Mauro Ranallo on the pre-show, it's like, holy shit, this guy's really fucking good. Like, I'm going to enjoy this pay-per-view if he's going to be the commentator. And nope, there's Michael Cole.
Yeah, that was a mind fuck.
I thought they announced it ahead of time. I was under the impression he was just doing the pre-show.
Oh, I had no idea.
I don't expect to see him at Mania. I don't see, unfortunately, I'd love it, but I don't expect it. I'm thinking it'd be post-Mania. If anything, or Michael Cole, you know, will get phased out slowly.
You know,
they've conditioned too much of their audience to be like all the kids. They're used to the Michael Cole bullshit. That's kind of sad, but that's true, man.
Yeah, I mean, for us being like, hey, JR's the greatest of all time. These kids growing up, they're going to be like, oh, Michael Cole was the greatest of all time when Michael Cole's finally gone. You know? Like,
yeah, it's true.
Sit down, Junior.
They're going to say the same thing about Cena, too. So, like it or not, too bad. Suck it up, princess.
Sit down, Junior. Let me break out these old VHS tapes. Let me show you the greatest of all time. But, I liked Mauro Ranallo because I've been, since Kalisto and Del Rio have been going back and forth with the United States Championship, I've been waiting for somebody to, you know, and thinking Lillian Garcia would do it because she speaks Spanish and introduces them in Spanish. Nobody's called them El Campeón de Estados Unidos. And I've been waiting for that. And then Mauro Ranallo said that, like, during the broadcast. Hey, somebody finally fucking said it in Spanish. Maybe that's just me. I don't know.
I noticed Lillian stopped introducing them in Spanish, too. Or at least she didn't on Raw.
Well, she still does for Kalisto, I think.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't been paying much attention, but you know, it's just when you have a Mexican guy, he's the United States champion. You're introducing him in Spanish, and then you say the United States champion. No, he's El Campeón de Estados Unidos. Finish the whole damn thing in Spanish.
Pretty sure English is the official language of the United States, dude.
Yeah.
They should probably stick with English as their first. But yeah, I know French is taking over soon.
I don't need to press one for English.
But if you're announcing somebody, if you're announcing somebody almost entirely in Spanish and then you say one phrase in English, it's just like weird to me. You know what I mean? Just if you're gonna speak Spanish, fucking speak Spanish. I was on a bus one time, right? And this lady's on her phone. She's speaking Spanish. I'm sitting there with my kid. And my kid, this was like 4 or 5 years ago. So my kid's like 7, 8, you know. And this lady, she's speaking in Spanish on her phone. The only English words that come out of her mouth are fuck. and bitch. And like, excuse me? Like, there's a little kid right here?
Yeah, I hear that all the time when I go to work. I hear, you know, a mom yelling at her kids and swearing, saying fuck the, you know, get the, you know, fuck, he's using the fuck, F word, saying fuck every other word. It's like, you know, seriously.
It's one thing if I do it, but like, you know, have some fucking respect for other people, you know? Like, it's one thing if I do it in front of my kids.
Swearing, you cunts.
It's one thing if I swear in front of my kid. You know what I mean? Because I know that my kid's not going to repeat it. She's not. She's, you know, she knows what words are bad and what words not to say. You know, but like, if you're in front of somebody else's kid, how do you know that that little kid isn't going to pick up what you're saying and, you know, start saying it? So that kind of, you know, that kind of shit pissed me off a little bit, you know?
Has your kid asked where George is yet?
No.
I'm right here, guys. I'm right here.
No, that's actually, you're extra dressed Ruffles. You're not George.
Oh, sorry. I'm watching Sunny Poor again.
That's how he goes through 20 gigs of data a month. Just watch that Sunny video over and over and over again.
Sunny's books on Amazon for $10.
Oh, boy.
Well, Sunny has a fat ass. There's a lot of data there.
I've got that on a hotkey now. All I have to do is press Alt-C.
Good, you're learning.
Yeah. I figured that would make things easier.
No matter how easy you make it, if you ever had George and Brian Muller run your studio again, they would still not figure anything out.
So basically you're saying all I have to do is hit Alt-C and I can bring up the Sunny porn on your computer? That's pretty cool, man.
No.
That's all S.
That's what you said, though. Ah, all Sunny. And what is
easy
the hotkey for cure... What's the hotkey for cure blindness?
I don't know. You have to ask extra dressed Ruffles all those questions because he's the one watching all the Sunny porn on his phone.
Potato chips can't talk, Joe.
I can't.
Damn it! I have my bag. It's just my paper bag ready. Oh no! I think he's having a heart attack.
See, what I picture in my head is like the potato chip version of Pizza the Hut.
Lord Star.
That's just going to be in the new Spaceballs. That's copyright, Mel Brooks. You can't use that without paying Adam. Remember, Coaster needs more beer at GoFundMe.com.
Yeah,
gotta make that beer money.
Of course. Yay! Silence.
Yay! Sorry. I'm sorry. I wish I didn't bomb the beginning of the show.
That's okay. That's where preparation would work.
At least we realized that we weren't broadcasting before you did that, so we didn't have to sit through it twice.
Funny the second time because he'd have been more prepared.
He would have had an extra couple of seconds to think about it, I guess. Like, wait, no, I remember what I wanted to say. Now let me do this again.
Well, I pretty much got most of it out. I don't know.
So you think about it all week.
Picture it in your head going one way, and with me, it always goes the complete other way.
You think about it, and then you get to the time you're actually supposed to do it, and then you completely forget. It happens to everybody.
It completely bombs and completely goes the way you don't want it to go.
Just like a good build in WWE. Well, a bad one, I guess.
Eric Stahl is a New York Ranger. Just figured I'd let G know that. If you haven't already gotten that update.
Yeah, it was supposed to happen today.
Eric Stahl to New York Rangers for Alexi Sarella and a 2016 and 2017 second round pick.
Who'd be nice. That's all right.
I wish I was the second round pick.
Nah, I'd never be one.
You and I did play for the San Jose Sharks for a brief period of time.
Very brief, like as soon as they found it, they changed it.
And then we were traded from the San Jose Sharks to TNA Wrestling. Looks like we lost Coaster here. That's always fun.
Uh-oh.
But we're still on the air. That's good.
Yay.
I don't know.
Yeah, me either.
I just show up and press the buttons.
I just show up.
Yeah.
I don't even do that. I'm not here right now.
How would I rate the overall quality of this call?
You're getting
that
now.
It always comes up after shit calls.
See, with me, it always comes up after like perfect calls, and then I'm like, I can't give it a bad review. And then I think I had a one time where it came up after a shitty call, and I said, I actually let them know that I dropped like three times. Oh, got a message from Coaster. Wait.
Laptop overheated, guys. He'll be back when it cools off.
Okay.
Okay, fine then. It wasn't Skype's fault, so excellent. Because so far, the call quality is good, just we lost Coaster. But that wasn't their fault. Now the show's going to go really downhill.
I know.
At least he would jump in and like fill in. Now it's just the four of us like, hey, yeah, nobody's talking. And it's up to me to say something stupid like, oh boy.
See, you should have done a show review this week, then you could have read it for us.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of four, there were four matches on Lucha Underground.
Ooh, yes, there were. Started off with Jack Evans, and he wrestled against PJ Black.
Yeah, because he's the Dragon Killer now.
Right.
And Drago came out with his fucking nunchucks again.
Yep. And his big fucking demon horns.
What the fuck happened to the demon horns? Because one second he had them on, the next he's gone.
Probably took him off on his way back behind the stage to go to the ring or wherever he went. I don't fucking know.
I just didn't notice him taking them off. They're just gone.
I assume he just took them off, like, when he was off camera.
Yeah, a fan probably stole them.
Yeah.
I know I would. But he'd kill me if I did.
Yeah. what else? There was other matches. Now you're making me look through the show notes.
I was really surprised because the main event was still like 15 minutes long.
Yeah. Johnny Mundo versus Cage. Actually, was that the main event?
Yeah, that was.
Okay. Because I've only got the two matches listed here on my in my notes. So I don't remember what the other ones were. I know Johnny Mundo versus Cage, and then that girl came out and helped Johnny Mundo, and he beat Cage.
Yeah, Taya debuted.
Right. And I know King Cuerno tried to cash in his Gift of the Gods championship, but now he has to defend it next week against Phoenix in a ladder match.
Yeah.
I had trouble watching Lucha Underground this week. And you know, I watch it on the bus on the way to work. And for whatever reason, just my Time Warner app just didn't want to cooperate with me. So it would stop for a second. And then it would go, like, at 2x speed.
That's because it's Time Warner.
Yeah. Well, I haven't had that problem before. That was the first time. And then, like, by the end of the show, it got better. And I had missed the first, like, 10 minutes anyway. So I watched the first 10 minutes when they replayed it right after the show was over. So I saw all of it, just some of it was just not in good quality. What were the other two matches? Do you remember? I'll take that as a no. Okay.
The only other thing I remember is Katrina can teleport now and kick people's asses.
Oh, that's right.
I say Pentagon Jr., she had a fight with Pentagon.
That's right. Because he was going to break her arm, and then the lights went out and she was like in the corner. It's getting interesting this season. Everybody wants a shot at Mil Muertes. Except for Drago, who just wants to beat up Jack Evans.
I still don't fully understand how John Morrison is a heel. He just started getting booed, and I didn't notice when. I just realized, hey, he's getting booed.
I don't know. I think it was when he threw El Patron through the window.
Ah, they love that.
Yeah, but
no one's really a heel there. They just celebrate getting their shit kicked out of people.
Yeah. Oh, I'm really enjoying this season. Too bad it's a short season, but at least we know there's a season 3.
Story's getting pretty weird, though.
Yeah.
Because there's a heavy mix of supernatural and normal. Like, on the one hand, Dario Cueto is possibly the devil. His brother is some monster demon thing. But nope, he just killed his mother with a bull thing.
And
Prince Puma is possibly descended from Aztec tribes. Aerostar is Iron Man and is 1,000 years old.
Joey Ryan and Cortez Castro are cops. Undercover cops going after Dario Cueto. I'm sure
it's a storyline that will play out eventually, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Is it's all going to tie in together by the end of the season, I'm sure. Yay! More silence.
I just got nothing this week.
Yeah, I think we used all the good shit last week.
Sorry, folks. You can't always hit a home run. Sorry.
I missed the end of. I didn't see NXT this week. I meant to watch it before the show, but I never got around to it.
No, it wasn't that good.
Yeah, American Alpha versus Blake and Murphy, Apollo Crews versus Chris Gerard, Tommaso Ciampa versus Bull Dempsey, Bayley and Carmella versus Eva Marie and Nia Jax. Hey, that doesn't sound too good.
Wasn't that awful.
Maybe the only one I'd be really interested in would be the American Alpha versus Blake and Murphy match. So you have future tag team champions against former tag team champions.
Well, next week we're getting Finn Balor versus Neville, which would be pretty good.
Ooh, yeah, that sounds interesting. Sounds like it'll be a good match.
And Regal is like, you're coming up on the longest championship reign, so we're going to put you against the longest running champion, or the first one. And it was Neville, which I completely forgot.
Yeah.
I was like, wait, is Seth Rollins back?
Yeah, no. Yeah, Seth Rollins, Big E, Neville, Sami Zayn, Kevin Owens, and Finn Balor,
I've just realized
NXT champions.
It's short history. NXT has had a black champion and a British champion. Two things WWE is still yet to have.
And an Irish champion. Well, they've had that.
Well, they've had that now.
Yeah.
Yeah, The Rock's part for black, dude. I don't understand why people always discredit that. I'm sure he considers it part of his heritage. Considering his dad is black, it's kind of an insult to him.
Fair enough.
I'll take Rock. Johnson would be impressed with that comment either. It's like, my kid's not black. What the fuck?
Fair enough.
Fair enough, yeah.
What else? What else can we talk about? At this point, I'm about to just call it a...
I think Jason's choking.
Choking on ruffles.
Yeah. Shut up, butthole. I'm thinking.
I don't know. Break song?
I guess. I don't.
This is going to be a short show. It's my break song this week, and I hadn't really thought about it much throughout the week. So just for whatever reason, when I was trying to think of one, this song popped in my head, and it's by Primus, and it's called Winona's Big Brown Beaver.
Yeah. her and she stuck them up in the air. Said I sure do love this big brown beaver and I wish I did have a pair. Well, the beaver once slept for 7 days and it gave us all an awful fright. So I tickled his chin and I gave him a pinch and the bastard tried to bite. Well, I know I love her big brown beaver and she stroked him all the time. She made a figure one day and I turned to her smiling.
NWA Parade of Champions, March 31st, Ridgely Theater, 6025 Camp Bowie Boulevard, Fort Worth. See Jim Cornette, NWA World Champ Jack Stain, IHWE Champ Charlie Haas, ROH Tag Champ Ray Rowe, NOAH and NJPW Star Lance Archer, and more. Ticket packages available now at NWAPOC2016.com. Witness the biggest NWA event of the year. The world will be watching the Metroplex.
I hope we were paid for that.
I was just going to say, what are we doing with ads on the show?
I got paid for that.
I wish I got voiceover money.
Sunday,
so
Sunday.
That was what I was told.
Night only.
That's what I was told to go for when I recorded that ad, was think Monster Truck Rally, Sunday, Sunday, Sunday.
Like, well, okay. Pay for the whole sheet, but you only need the edge.
No, that was good though. That was good though.
I did a, there's a 60 second one, and I did the 60 second one when I was in Cleveland. David messages me, says, "Dude, I need you to edit that ad." Like, okay, why? What's wrong? He says, "Sabu went off on a racist rant, and we need to take him out." Like, fuck, dude.
That doesn't sound like Cebu at all.
Like, I'm in Cleveland, dude. I'll do it when I get home. So when I got home, I actually had to re-record the entire 60-second ad because fucking Sabu went on a racist rant and I couldn't use him. I think we lost G somewhere along the way here.
That's okay. And I'm not trying to say we don't. But
he was disgusted by you selling out.
What the hell was that?
he's got... Yeah, he had to leave. Well, I'll see you later. He's got shit going on, man. He shouldn't be doing this shit.
I don't even know what's going on. Just all of a sudden
he just says later, so he's probably something, you know. He should have said, "Hey, I gotta go. I can't be here this week, guys."
I mean, I appreciate his commitment to the show, but I mean, if you're not going to be available to do the show, it's perfectly okay to say, "Hey, I'm not able to do the show."
Well, for the record, then, I don't think I'll be here next week.
That's fine.
It's Mother's Day in the UK, and I'm going to go say hi to my mother.
Okay, yeah. Mark's got to go say hi to Mum. Mum. That's how they say it there, right? Mum?
No, they pronounce it cunt. Racist.
Okay, then.
No, Muller's not here. You can't call him when he's not here.
No, Muller's the only one who's allowed to be racist.
Him and Sabu, I guess.
Well, Sabu isn't allowed. That's why you had to redo the ad.
Yeah, right. I'm on the way home from Columbus, and I'm like on the bus, and I'm looking at Facebook, and I see like one of the news sites has, Sabu goes on racist tangent, doesn't apologize. Like, All right, let me read this article, because now I can find out what the hell's going on. Because all David said, Sabu went on a racist rant, we need to take him out of the ad. And so I start reading this article, and I guess somebody asked him about Taz, and he says, Taz is, the N-word. And like, okay. And then he's like, oh, everybody's a little bit racist. Like, oh shit, he's pulling a Hogan.
Yeah, because that worked really well.
It worked so well for Hulk Hogan.
If all he said was Taz is a thing, then you can just like, yeah, that's pretty obvious. That's not much of a racist rant.
Right. But then, like, you know, I guess he kept defending himself. And then, you know, one of the websites was like, okay, let's get a hold of Sabu and just make sure that that's actually him saying it. Because, you know, it's on Sabu's fucking Twitter. So Sabu sends them a video titled, Sorry, I'm Not Sorry. And it's like, oh, okay, well then. All right, I can understand why the NWA would want to distance themselves a little bit from this. And, you know, I mentioned it to David, like, oh, yeah, I just saw this article about it. And he says, hey, send me that article. Like, all right, sure. So I found the article, sent it to him, and he's like, yeah, I needed that to justify kicking him off the show. Like, oh, okay, sure, whatever. So, yeah, I indirectly got Sabu kicked off of Parade of Champions.
Which, almost ironically, the abbreviation of that is POC.
Yeah.
As in person of color.
Yeah, I indirectly got Sabu booted off that show. I had a small hand in it.
What are you talking about, racist? We ain't no racist. We hate the blacks just like everybody else hates the blacks.
This just didn't JT fired.
If G got away with saying the N-word on the show last week, I don't think JT's going to get fired for making fun of racists.
What are you talking about? I'm a good American white boy. This is my country.
There's all this...
What?
There's all this about race now, like Black Lives Matter, White Lives Matter, and then everybody's like, you know, and like now white people are kind of saying like, oh, well, you know, it's not fair that we get called racists, but you guys call us white, you know, white boy or cracker or whatever, and we're not allowed to get offended and that, you know, say that that's racist. Fuck it, man. It's all fucking racism as long as you're seeing color. You know what I mean?
That's the message I tried to portray a few weeks ago.
Right.
You know, it's like, say you go and you're hanging with your family and they make a racist joke and everybody laughs at it. That's fucking, that's racist. It doesn't matter who you are, who, you know, if everybody in the house laughs, you can all be considered racist because it's,
My kind of point though is like let's say for example Frankie Feathers, right? I consider Frankie Feathers a friend. If I were to say this is my black friend Frankie Feathers.
Wait, Frankie Feathers is black?
Yes, Frankie Feathers is black. If I were
I'm
to say
I'm never going to say anything bad about him again. He definitely does not touch children.
but my point is, you know, like I just call him my friend. I don't call him my black friend.
Yeah.
You know, like I don't, you know, I don't
Doesn't
see
that
him.
Mean you can say the N-word because your best friend is black?
No.
I thought that's how it works.
Yeah, I was totally sure that's how it works.
I said I consider him a friend. I didn't say he was my best friend.
Isn't there a ceremony where Frankie Feathers says you can now say this?
Now we got to get Frankie Feathers on the show so he can confirm or deny anything you're saying right now.
I like how I said I'm never going to say anything bad, and then I go and say terrible things.
That is effective heel work.
It is. You're never going to say anything bad about him again. But you can say the N-word because he's your friend, right?
He doesn't know me. But yeah, it. Any color is racism.
But yeah, that, I mean, that's my point. If you're seeing color, you know, there is some kind of racism involved. You know what I mean? Like, people to me are people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't give a shit what color your skin is. Don't be an asshole to me, and I won't be an asshole to you.
Yeah, pretty much.
What the
Hello?
Heck? What the heck is going on here? Uh-uh. I'm just looking at some stuff here on the website on the show notes. What do you say we take a trip to JT Land?
Hey guys, what's up? It's me, JT.
So this came across. This is something I kind of thought about this just this morning. But I've been reading. I've been reading. Obviously, I read comic books. Duh.
Yeah.
One of the ones I've been read. Well, you know, fuck you. Fuck you all. Fuck you all with my Joker tumbler that I'm drinking my beer out of. One of the comics I read is it's been a crossover. Batman and Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Sounds great.
It is actually pretty good. It's really it is great. It's funny because the Shredder in it looks like the Kevin Nash Super Shredder. It didn't tear a quad though, unfortunately. So, but yeah, I thought of this kind of last night and this morning. Like, who in the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle on this podcast would be who? And here's some of my thoughts. G would be Splinter because simple fact is he's the oldest and he's the one that tries to keep us on track and says, hey, this is a wrestling podcast and we're talking about completely anything else but wrestling. Obviously, Joe, you would be Leonardo because you're the leader. Mark, I would go with Noyce. You would be Donatello because you're the smart guy. I consider you the smart guy because you've written 3 books. So
I'll take that.
As much as I want to claim this for myself, I have to go with Michelangelo for Coaster because he's the partier. He's the one that likes to drink, so that's how I consider the partier. And that would leave me for Raphael because I'm the one who likes to challenge Joe's authority as the leader. So.
Fair enough.
I don't know. That's what I just put in my head. I don't know if you guys have any thoughts on that. If you guys wanted to your own thoughts,
I think that's a fair assessment.
Thank you.
I'll allow it.
Not everything I do is a bomb. All right, so we got some Olive Garden muddy sauce time. I would make a great caddy. Love hanging at Olive Garden after hours. They comp all the meat sauce and breadstick. These 22 Korean girls I'm with tonight think I'm a G. Early bird catches the fuck money. Better have Olive Garden or I'm going to hurt somebody. Thanks, Brutus Beefcake, for letting me into the Hall of Fame. I'm blessed. There was a picture of a barbershop Hall of Fame.
Oh, jeez.
With it. Getting ready to accept the Legacy Award. Thanks for recognizing me as the man behind the meat sauce.
This next one's just sad.
I am the broke version of you. Ryback should change his gimmick to feed me more meat sauce. And what is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Go fuck yourself. Pray to the Sheik or you never pray to the Sheik, you never become the Jabroni. Stay blessed and go fuck yourself. If you know I'm the legend, retweet, Bubble. Like if you know I'm the legend. Which movie better, Pacific Rim 2 or You're the Jabroni of the Earth 3? Retweet if you want me to break somebody back. And that's all for this week. Good night, go fuck yourself.
Do we have any shit that Coaster read on the internet that may or may not be true, may or may not be accurate that he believes to be true with Jesse Ventura?
Yeah, that is a mouthful, isn't it? This one was confirmed by Dave Meltzer himself. The artist formerly known as Maven Fan didn't step down. She didn't walk away from this. She's being repackaged. What's going on right now is she's finding another irrelevant wrestler to obsess over, and she's going to be returning as a Max Moon Fan. And remember, Dave Meltzer confirmed it, so it's got to be true.
Shit, Laura didn't even tell me that. She just told me I have to wear booty shorts to work now. Yeah, I'll read you the tweets. It was on Friday. Let's see. Let's go back to
Friday.
The only
thing Dave Meltzer confirms is that he can neither confirm nor deny something.
Here she goes, Friday. Hashtag FF random redhead because he just bought some booty shorts, which is now his main attire for work.
Well, at least we know she's still alive.
Oh yeah, she likes giving me shit.
Well, I can confirm that report because I read it on wrestlingnews.z's.
I do have one more thing though that I just thought was kind of interesting. You know how everybody, you know, bitches about Big Show face heel, face heel, face heel. It's in his goddamn theme song. They telegraphed the shit out of this. The second verse. There's actually actual verses of this thing. It's the Big Show come to set things right. Okay, it's a face turn. Yeah, it's the Big Show. He's gonna burn this house tonight. He's gonna commit arson. That's a heel thing. So yeah, it's people shouldn't complain about it. I mean, it's right there. It's the writing's on the wall or the website that I'm looking at.
Big Show himself was like, "Yeah, I've been booked horribly."
Oh yeah. Work half the speed and just go out there and be a face or a heel. We'll tell you what 5 minutes prior.
Yeah. Anything else?
Let's see. I got some kayfabe news headlines if you want me to look.
Sure.
New WWE video celebrates the time Roman Reigns slammed Andre the Giant at WrestleMania 3, brother. Can I get a...
No.
Nah.
Another match confirmed for Mania. And it's another return. Guess who it is?
Max Moon.
No. Sorry.
Maven.
Bald Pony.
Nope.
Santa Claus.
The Yeti.
Nope. And this Tommy person Dreamer? This person's facing Lesnar at Mania.
Chris Benoit.
Nope. Linda McMahon returns to face Lesnar at Mania.
I'd pay for that.
Business picks up. Reigns unfriends Helmsley on Facebook. Let's see here. Let's see. I'll look for the other one. Let's see. We got. Nah. McMahon fires self for swearing on Raw.
Yeah, he said a naughty word.
He did.
I don't even know.
He said he was going to beat Shane's fucking ass.
I think the exact thing was, I'm going to fucking beat you.
Yeah. They have the 7-second delay, so they bleeped it on TV, but of course somebody in the crowd with a camera phone.
But Brad Maddox gets fired for saying cocky pricks at a house show? Or
yep.
A dark match?
Exactly. Double standard. So here's the question. Blade job or blood pack?
I really thought it was an incredible blade job, but I was really surprised to learn it was a blood pack.
What are you talking about? That was totally real, right? That's what they keep saying.
Well, here's what I got out of it was because somebody, the first thing I saw was, you know, Byron Saxton hands Roman Reigns something. Then Roman Reigns is bleeding and Triple H is punching him in the way, like, you know, Mick Foley used to get punched to get more blood. So I thought it was a blade job.
No, I think Byron just wanted to touch Roman because, you know, he's a beautiful man.
Maybe.
Who doesn't want to touch Roman Reigns?
He wanted to fist bump Roman.
On that note, let's go to Cantonese Corner with Noice.
Yeah, this week I checked out a really weird fucking match called the Poseidon Adventure match from Big Japan. You need to watch it. It is somehow the best and worst match of all time because Rubber Ducks are used as thumbtacks. And you can't go wrong with that if you did. And if you thought you can, you'd be wrong. It's a really fucking weird match that will push the limits of what you will accept in wrestling.
I'm going to have to look that up.
It just sounds brilliant.
It was.
So we got some Reddit stuff. What's this Reddit stuff? Was this yours, or did G stick this in your Cantonese corner?
Yeah, I can read it. It's like it's an early trip to G's corner, or whatever we call that thing. Because G's gone anyway.
Land of 1,000 G's.
Yes, that.
That's it. comment on this post, and this comes from
Y2Punkster
in Squared Circle Jerk. Comment on this post like an Indian guy on WWE's Facebook page. Ramen Reigns is the best come to India believed hat. They prefer to be called Native Americans. Jinder Mahal is the greatest Native American of all time. What kind of Indian are we talking here? Kali kind of, Tatanka kind. Yes.
Those are, and for Kali and Tatanka, dot and feather are crossed out.
And it carries on. CM Punk sucks Big Show is best to ever live. And all of these are spelt terribly.
Yeah,
the Roman Reigns is the greatest superstar. I hope he win the championship at WrestleMania.
You didn't read that right. You have to read it correctly, Mark. It says Roman Reigns is the great superstar. I hope
my
he wins.
My brain doesn't allow me to read things badly.
Okay, I hope
it's
he
that voiceover thing.
Here it goes. I hope he win the championship at WrestleMania. There was
Roman Reigns is greats of all time at Superman punch flow me on Twitter, please.
I got the hey.
Hey Paige, you sexy. I want to come in your face, go John Cena.
John Cena.
Grand Carly is the best of than Kevin Owens and Brock Lesnar. I can believe those are all actual Indian Facebook comments.
I've seen them. I would not doubt that. All right. News is stupid, sexy Flanders. Kudos to AngryMarks.com, FuckSheamus.com, WatchGeorgeWatchPornOnHisPhone.com, JoeWatchDraw.Liar, BritCuntsNews.Z's, DailyWrestlingNews.com, FindTripleH'sPenis.edu, BuyNoiseCantoneseBook.org, ExtraDressRuffles.FatGuy.Problems, LoreMoreMovies.Toilet, PrepareYourAnus.edu, CoasterNeedsMoreBeer.GoFundMe.com, FixDixieCarter'sEyes.Kickstarter.ca, DontPissMavenFanOff.FL.gov, JTIsAlreadyDrunk.Tumblr.com, GTV.com, JoeReadsWhateverWePutHere.co.nz, ExpensiveAndCheapHeat.com.
Okay, I'll take this. I'll take it from here. Hopefully this will be put to rumor that Mill wants them betted for all, but the idea that Daniel Bryan is retired from WWE to wrestle on the independent circle or overseas, such as New Japan, has completely been shot down. Retiring does not end Daniel Bryan's WWE contract, so he still can't work for any other wrestling organization contractually. And every reason he legitimately retired, concussions and the risk of further seizures. He also takes away any chance he'd want to take that chance away. He's done. Like Michelle's absence on Fuller House being explained as the as dead via drug overdose and panda rape. As sad as it is, Bryan Danielson, American Dragon. Daniel Bryan is done. He's not wrestling ever again.
But what about the Dazzler?
Mr. Small Package.
Isn't that Seth Rollins?
No, that was Daniel Bryan too.
I'm really surprised they did not make his finish of the Small Package after that dick pic.
You want me to keep going?
I got it.
Okay, I just figured I'd give you a break.
Unfortunately, as of right now, or excuse me, unofficially as of right now, and this can change at any point between now and April, it's going to be Brock Lesnar versus Dean Ambrose at WrestleMania 32. Which, didn't they just confirm that on Raw?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say not unfortunately, because that sounds like a fun match.
It does.
Ambrose is going to lose, but he's going to do it spectacularly. He gets his ass kicked.
He's going to lose, but he's going to lose spectacularly. The God
is suplexed into the WrestleMania sign.
The Godfather, also known as Papa Shango, also known as Kama Mustafa, has been announced for the 2016 WWE Hall of Fame class. JBL and Ron Simmons will do the induction for the Godfather.
Does he could do the Ho Train? Does the Ho Train walk him out?
No, they couldn't say Ho Train on TV, so I doubt they'll bring the Ho Train back. I want to say such terrible things.
Go ahead.
Every year they have the Divas bring out the legends for the Hall of Fame. That's the Ho Train.
It seems to be about 50-50 right now as to whether or not Daniel Bryan will be inducted into the Hall of Fame this year or held off until next year.
Why hold it off?
Why not wait a few years? Like, you don't have to induct people who just retired into the Hall of Fame immediately.
Like Edge, I was happy he went in, but yeah, they could have waited a year.
You know, at least, like, you know, with, like, the NFL, you have to be retired, like, 5 or 10 years before you can even be eligible. You know, it's like, you know, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, you've got to be in the business for, you know, your first album. You got 25 years after your first album before you're eligible. You got, you know, you can't just, you know, it'd be like putting, you know, let's see, Britney Spears in 2000 because the Baby One More Time was a huge hit, you know.
Yeah, and that's how you, you know, make sure you don't run out of legit Hall of Famers, and then, you know, when you do run out, you end up just throwing anybody in there.
Coco!
Godfather.
Kevin Von Erich is expected.
I didn't know Godfather was also Karma.
Yes.
Yeah. Because he was called, before he was called Karma, and then he became, when he was in the Nation of Domination, he became the Godfather, Mustafa. That was his transition to the Godfather.
And then the next thing you know, he's a pimp.
And he was also the Pimp Father.
Hall of Famer, Papa Shango, Karma.
And Billy Gunn is out there saying, pimps up, hoes down, West Side! Because we don't do racism in WWE. Kevin Von Erich.
They have a black guy in the Hall of Fame now.
They had Coco Beware.
He's hardly the first. Don't forget Ron Simmons. Ron Simmons is in there too.
Rocky Johnson.
Is he? That's pretty cool.
Yeah, but you were on the show when they announced him. All we said was damn.
Yeah. Rocky Johnson is in the Hall of Fame. Rock's dead.
Tony Atlas.
Is The Rock in there yet?
No.
He will be.
This year.
Oh, yeah, obviously. Maybe. No, they'll save it till next year so they get another appearance out of him.
Next year when they're in Miami again for the 16th time.
Oh, they'll induct Flo Rida in the celebrity ring.
Right. And Pitbull will come out and perform.
Yeah. And he'll say whatever it is, Mr. 305 and...
Yeah, right.
Whatever else.
I thought MVP was Mr. 305.
I don't know.
Go ahead.
No, never mind. I was going to say, no, he's Mr. 315, but that's me.
This comes from Intex2 on Squared Circle Jerk. He says, Dick Blood is the greatest of all time. That's not even a typo, you fucking marks. Dick Blood, Ricky Steamboat, is the greatest of all time. He had a classic trilogy with Ric Flair rated 8 stars by based Dave Meltzer, even though... No Tokyo Dome. I love Dick Blood. WWE
wrestlers have some weird real names.
They do. WWE is running a kayfabe injury angle on their website, claiming Triple H broke Roman Reigns' nose and he needs surgery. He's fine, though. Roman Reigns is being taken off of weekend house shows to sell the kayfabe injury to his nose, which WWE and Reigns are also selling hard on Instagram.
Can I get a...
Is there any part of Roman Reigns that is not protected? I mean, he's got the tactical gear. Now he has a fucking face mask.
Yeah.
And do you have to hit him in the ears to knock him down?
Even though everybody's happy Shane O'Mac is back, the Shane McMahon DVD set is still on the shelf with no timetable for it to be completed or released. The decision to bring Shane McMahon back was made 4 weeks ago and kept secret. Right now, the plans are to keep Shane on TV well past WrestleMania 32.
I'm not happy that he's back.
I am.
Means I get to hear that Naughty by Nature theme song every week. Here comes the money! I listened to that for like a week straight after he came back. Like, oh man, I missed that song. Pull up WWE Anthology on Google Play.
You know, for being out of the business for, you know, how many years that it's been, he's still in pretty decent shape.
Yeah. WWE.
Well, he danced and didn't get burnt out, so that was good.
WWE is reviving the brand extension angle with Shane McMahon controlling either Raw or SmackDown while the Authority runs the other show. The Raw taping in Baltimore the day after Extreme Rules is now listed locally as Monday Night Raw versus WWE.
Yeah, but they did pull that down.
If G was here, he'd tell you he fully expects someone to step in and represent Shane against Taker and or this match to change in some capacity, regardless. Which is exactly what I would say.
We'll see what Taker says tomorrow, because again, the point is, why the fuck would Taker say yes to the match?
Right, exactly. They just
sort of volunteered him for it.
Just had another brain fart.
Randy, is that you?
No.
Randy, go and come back soon.
It's not me.
Yeah, Vince can say fuck on TV, so I'm getting the punt kit back.
Yeah. Seth Rollins is going to come back with curb stomp.
They'll join up Randy Orton and Seth Rollins, turn it into a punt kick curb stomp combo. Like Randy Orton punts their heads up and then Seth Rollins stomps it down. And I want to see that if it didn't kill someone.
Yeah.
I just pictured it in my head and it was magnificent.
Yeah, but yeah, it would kill someone.
Well, if they don't take it right.
So you guys know who Max Landis is, right? You guys saw the Wrestling Isn't Wrestling?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, sure.
Wrestling, that was the video. That was like IWC Content of the Year in 2014 for us. Or last year, actually, whenever the hell it was. Max Landis reveals he's been working as a consultant for WWE. Here's a secret. I've been a consultant on WWE Raw for the last year. I would occasionally say stuff like, add another member to the Wyatt family, or make it so the NXT Divas come up, but I think other people were saying that shit too. Edge and Christian's show will air every week now after Raw unless preempted for a special event or Stone Cold podcast, or it gets canceled, or they just stop airing it because they don't feel like it because that's what they do. Remember Ride Along?
I saw an advertiser.
Did they ever air Ride Along?
Yeah, they
did.
There's
only two episodes.
I did see an advertisement for Ride Along, but I just never actually ever heard.
I really
heard this Edge and Christian thing isn't that good.
I enjoy it.
It totally
I like it.
Reeks of silliness.
Yeah, I'll give you that. But I like it. I enjoy it.
If it's goofy, I'll probably enjoy it.
It's Edge and Christian being goofy. That's kind of what they do now. So. You know, it kind of is what it is.
And
it's enjoyable.
They brought back one of my favorite WWE characters of all time.
Puppet Triple H.
Puppet H. Yes.
Puppet Triple H is back.
Yes, Puppet H is back.
I have to watch this.
Puppet H is back.
Really want to watch Camp WWE for reasons I can't explain.
They had him sitting with a puppet Vince McMahon, and Vince McMahon said some Vince McMahon style quote. And then Puppet H goes, NXT. The legends.
Oh, when they were doing a celebrity or WWE superstars and divas like auditioning for movies, and like Vince was auditioning for Ron Burgundy.
Yes, but it's Edge and Christian.
He just rips off the mustache. Like facial hair is for weak people. Nice beard, pal.
Yeah.
I could see that.
Yeah. Great. I'll give you it's silly, but it's good silly.
Yeah.
Good silly. The Legends with JBL show is being prioritized by WWE as Vince McMahon and Kevin Dunn are both very impressed by the show. So expect a lot more of it on the WWE network going forward.
I'm kind of on the fence about the show because from what I've watched, it's pretty decent. It's enjoyable, but I've never been able to stay awake through the whole thing.
Yeah, I saw the Eric Bischoff one. It was a two-parter. I got through that.
Yeah.
And then I tried to watch the Ron Simmons one. I fell asleep. But I think that's because I was, like, in bed trying to go to sleep watching the show. Let's see. From Squared Circle Jerk... From Cardboard Box Houdini, who says, Hulk Homo was the greatest of all time, and he even hates that darky Roman Reigns. Edit. Shit. Silly autocorrect. How do I change my title?
I saw a great one that wasn't actually from Squared Circle Jerk that was just Stone Cold Steve Autism is the greatest of all time. Or something like that. But yeah, they just basically called him Stone Cold Steve Autism.
A platinum plaque for WWE The Music Volume 4 was found in the garbage in Toronto.
I saw that.
Really, buddy? I take it. Hell, I take it. I like the album. I still have the CD. My favorite ending song for Chris Jericho is the opening track, buddy. I still have it on CD, too.
Why did they throw it out?
How did that even reach platinum?
Well, it's platinum in Canada, damn it.
That was, that one definitely went platinum because that was, Volume 4 came out in like 1999 when they were like, it was like a top five record. It went, it was like literally, that was when they sold, Volume 3 and 4 both went platinum.
I wouldn't doubt it. I mean, that was the time period where wrestling was like at its pinnacle. The music.
Yeah, I'm looking it up now.
Yeah. There it is, 4. Let's see whether the track listing here is somewhere.
It charted at number 4 on US Billboard 200.
I told you it was a top 5 album.
Chris Jericho, Break the Walls Down.
But
Big
the
Show,
songs aren't
Big.
That good.
No Chance in Hell, The Corporation. Sexual Chocolate, Mark Henry. Oh, this is a test. Test.
Oh, yeah.
Mankind's Theme, Wreck. Oh, Hell Yeah, by H Blocks. That's H-B-L-O-C-K-X. Blocks.
Because 90s.
Right. Danger at the Door, the D'Lo Brown theme.
Hey, don't you make fun of the 90s.
You go back to the 80s, Polly.
I wish I was the 80s.
Christian's Theme, Blood Brother. Mr. Ass's Theme, Ass Man.
That was a fantastic
Ass
song.
Ass Man.
The Undertaker Ministry Theme, Triple H in China, My Time. On the Edge, the Edge theme song. And Know Your Role, the Rock theme song. That's 45 minutes of your life you'll never get back if you listen to that CD.
I honestly don't think I've actually listened to that. If I have the CD, I don't think I've listened to it at all.
And I think
it's only about 20 minutes because you'll kill yourself halfway through.
I think every single one of those made it onto the WWE anthology.
It somehow reached platinum in Canada at 80,000 sales, so... Yeah.
If it was, you know, if it was the corporate ministry theme on there, I'd be good with that. Because I like the corporate ministry theme.
Standards. It was only gold in the UK with 100,000 sales.
Ooh.
I wish I was gold.
Kevin Owens tweeted, about to defend my IC title in the main event of a WWE show in front of a packed house in Louisville, Kentucky. The irony is not lost on me. In reference to Jim Cornette.
Because Cornette is old.
Right. Shinsuke Nakamura is getting main roster money, even though he'll be starting out on the NXT roster.
I wish I made main roster money.
It's not hard to conclude that he won't be in NXT for long at that cost. Now, Shinsuke Nakamura isn't getting millions on his contract like John Cena or Randall, Keith, or Tan, but he is still making the money of guys below that who are on television as opposed to the $50,000 to $75,000 guys who are featured on NXT make.
Dude. Someone.
Well, Randy Orton buys a lot of cheeseburgers.
Call me.
No.
So what you're saying is Nakamura is going to make more than Elias Sampson?
Yeah, if you could believe that.
I know. Elias Sampson probably busks and makes a lot of money.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, he's a drifter. He needs the cash.
Shinsuke Nakamura has told WWE officials he wants to keep his ring name and attire.
And that's how you get to do it. You say,
he needs to keep everything.
Yes.
I've heard they already are changing his theme, which is making me sad.
Seriously, Drew Celestino from The Long Cold Dark recorded this, the King of Song style version. They can use it.
WWE just can't get out of their own way.
Yeah. Nakamura thinks that Kota Ibushi should be on the WWE Network's Global Cruiserweight Series, and also, he wants to wrestle Brock Lesnar.
Yes, please.
Speaking of Ibushi, he has opted to let his DDT and New Japan contracts expire and is now a free agent. This is seen as a blow to New Japan in particular, since he would have been pushed as a top star following the departures of Shinsuke Nakamura, AJ Styles, etc. He's still going to work the DDT show on March 21st at Sumo Hall.
I'm going to roll these Japanese names Joe's going to butcher.
Yeah. Katsuhiko Harada has replaced Kanami Tezuka as the president of New Japan Pro Wrestling following Tezuka's resignation.
Good job. Sure,
he pronounced it right.
Thank you. Thank you. Lucha Underground went cold for some reason this week. It did 99,000 viewers and a .04 rating in the 18 to 49 demo, down 35% and 2/10 from last week's 152,000 viewers and .04 demo. Well, the demo stayed the same.
Did something happen?
Who knows? I guess with the replay, though, they got to like 160,000.
That's good.
Yeah. Ric Flair buries TNA. Is Ric Flair here?
Woo! Not really.
Okay.
Woo! I've had their opportunity! It's not like you're going to be there again, in my opinion. Sting is gone. By God, Kurt Angle's gone. Woo! Wine and dining. AJ Styles is gone, wine and dining. Clay Lynch is gone. I mean... I'm not by any means determined of talents there. It's like Jody Sweetin's meth addiction. But I don't even know who's coming and who's there anymore. Woo!
If you can't see him, he just elbow dropped his sport coat.
No, I just headbutted the floor.
Oh, okay.
The coat dodged and blow.
The old Flair flop.
I bladed.
Yeah, there's blood all over JT's room now.
He's bladed so much he doesn't need to blade anymore.
His girlfriend's gonna be pissed. She's gonna come home. She's gotta clean up all this blood.
Flair's on like this weird combination of bourbon and trucker speed.
TNA officials, including Dixie Carter, have been having meetings in New York and Los Angeles this week, seeking outside investors in the company.
I'd just like to say this does not mean TNA is for sale. I've seen people saying TNA is for sale, they're dying, woo, but no, they're just looking for financial help.
Okay.
They're not saying they're not for sale.
True. All right. Are you guys sitting down?
WWE has investors, but they're hardly for sale.
All right. Are you guys sitting down? Because this is some shocking news coming up right here. Okay. I warned you, fair enough. So if you faint,
it's about Sonny, so it's not really shocking.
If you faint and you hit your head and knock yourself out and you have blood all over your room, it's your own fault. Sonny was right for once. Neither she nor her WWE Hall of Fame ring were featured on Pawn Stars Wednesday night. Although viewers noted there was a strange edit where it looked like something had been cut out, Paul Bearer's ring was featured instead. Pawn Stars did 1,960,000 viewers this week, up from 1,880,000 viewers a week ago, due in some small part to the false advertising and appearance by Sunny. I guess we know what her name's drawing power is now. 80,000 viewers. What were the TNA numbers this week, anyway? Compared to Pawn
probably
Stars.
Probably 80,000 less.
Yeah, compared to Pawn Stars. Mark, be happy we weren't alive when Bruce Pritchard says Tugboat almost headlined WrestleMania. The idea was that we'd have a red-hot heel take the title from Warrior, and then Hulk Hogan would come in, all-American type of deal, and face that champion in front of 107,000 people. This super red-hot babyface that was going to be turned to the super just ungodly red-hot heel to go to WrestleMania and fill 107,000 seats was Tugboat.
Big Fred Ottman, who's a sweetheart of a guy, a great guy, was Tugboat. It was Tugboat. By the way, he was on the first episode of the Edge and Christian show that totally reeks of awesomeness.
Oh, yeah, the Shockmaster web redemption.
Yeah.
Well, not even that. It's like they ended up turning him heel anyway. It's like you hear the story. It's like, well, you ended up turning him heel anyway.
But he didn't headline WrestleMania with Hulk Hogan. The Great Khali apparently got injured during his first wrestling school show, but it appears to be a work to set up a revenge at his next wrestling school show.
But at least he didn't kill anybody this time.
Right.
Yeah, that happened.
And our Total Divas preview. Joey Ryan had his manhood strength countered by his wife-to-be's power of the vajayjay in a match. Nothing else happens because this show is retarded bad.
Well, that did
happen. Synopsis.
Yeah, that's apparently all that's happening on Total Divas this week. And since he's not here, I guess it's up to me to...
No, that's okay. I got it, buddy.
Go to the land of 1,000 G's. What the fuck? That's not what that's supposed to sound like.
I know. You are bad at
pussy. Go to the land of 1,000 G's. There, that's much better.
Label your fucking buttons, Joe.
I hit solo instead of mute. Oops.
Yeah, buddy. You messed up. You fucked up.
I fucked it up. That's on me.
You fucked up. This comes from T-Chuff on Squared Circle Jack. I just canceled the illegal stream to the WWE Network, buddy. This friend is called It's Time Now, Vince. I am ready, buddy. The preparation has been done, guy. Tonight, Vince will have what is owed to him, friend. I'll be watching Raw tonight with my anus gaping and pointed toward the television screen, buddy. If Vince wants to fuck me that bad, I'm going to just go ahead and let him do it, guy. My wife is out. I sent her away for the evening, buddy. She doesn't want to witness a thing, friend. We're going in Raw tonight, pal. I will fight no longer, friend. This comes from Compact Night, buddy. Bailey and Finn video. There's absolutely no zero chance these two have not smashed, buddy. Zero, friend. Bravo, guy. That's it.
Scrotums.
Scrotums.
Yeah, there was an NXT house show in Albany when I was on my way back from Columbus, and they had the Finn 316 says, "I just hugged your ass," and the two of them hug, and like Finn Balor did Bailey's entrance and shit, and then I guess they did like some like dirty dancing spot or something in a house show later on in the week.
Yeah, I saw the clip of that, and it was adorable.
Yeah. Well, then, I guess we're done.
Wow.
Fancy that.
Anybody got anything?
I've got the outro.
There you go.
I got to get more beer.
At Think So Joe, at Random Redhead, at Random Double Underscore Zero, at GF the Internet, at Mark Underscore Noise. We are at Board Wrestling Fan. That's Board Wrestling Fan without vowels. Facebook.com/Board Wrestling Fan. Listen to us every Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern on BoardWrestlingFan.com or our Facebook page. Barring that, you can download this podcast at iTunes, Stitcher, Cheap Heat, Blueberry, wherever podcasts are sold. See you next week.
Yeah, we're also on Facebook. We also have our own Facebook pages and Snapchats and whatever else social medias. Find us there, too.
Go like us. We need to be validated, damn it.